Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. In this episode, we will explore a strategy to support your leadership by practicing one of the most important behaviors of a leader, reflection. I've talked about reflection a few times and given a few tips and strategies to support your ability to think about and think through your actions as a leader and influencer. I was recently asked for advice about reflective practices and thought, hey, this would be a great opportunity to share a strategy. I believe that the two greatest behaviors of a leader are empathy and reflection. First, the ability to place yourself in the position of other people and measure the impact you have or the way in which decisions impact those you serve is a critical behavior. The second behavior is reflection. Reflection is a key leadership behavior, strategy, and habit. Too often in the course of a day and with all of the different responsibilities we have, we fail to slow down and think about what it is we've done and how that might have impacted others. The other critical component of reflection is setting your mind straight. We are busy. We are besieged with decisions as well as just regular old life. And intentionally slowing down is not only good for our service to others, but our health as well. Stress is a part of leading, teaching, and living, but it does not have to be the guiding force of our life. And strong reflective practices can truly drive you to a new level of leadership and a reduction in stress. And combining reflection with exercise, well, that's even better. Like exercise, reflective practices mean you have to put in place processes in order to get better. If you want to strengthen your cardio system, you walk or run with frequency. If you want to build strength, you lift weights or do yoga. You don't wish it to happen. You actively work on it and you set aside time for it. So why is it that so many of us believe that the stressors in life created by our leadership will get better without effort? Who knows? But what I do know is that if you don't put in place specific reflective exercises and work on them by repeating them, you will not get stronger as a leader because, like building muscle, you have to put in the time and effort in order to become a stronger leader. So my first strategy for you is writing. Yep, writing. I know some of you are like, oh, I'm not going to write. But I want you to start writing in a journal. Now, like everything else, you have to train, and you have to set aside time to train. You also can't be an overambitious person and say, oh, this is great. I'll start a leadership diary, and every day I'll write pages of reflection about my day. Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah. No, knock it off. Let's do that the smart way. Let's not do that because that takes a lot of energy, commitment, and willingness to write that much. Most people will give that a shot for a few days, and then they'll find a reason, and they'll stop, and they'll forget they ever did it. So here is what I think you should do to begin with. Get a journal or a small notebook, and at the top of the first 20 pages, write out each day. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, all the way to day 20. Here is what this strategy does. It forces you to only write on a single page. It minimizes the commitment for 20 days, but it also implies that you are committed for 20 days and that you're going to do it. Now, the next thing you need to do is write a question on the first 5 days at the top of each page. And here's the question. What did I do well for others? This is a critical step in the reflective journal. One question, a positive question, and one that makes you think. However, the journal does something else. It holds you accountable. If you try this, here's what happens. First, it creates a positive weight upon you. During the day, you'll be thinking more about your actions because you begin to recognize that you are going to need to reflect later. And as a result, you create this wonderful cycle of thinking and doing, thinking and doing, thinking and doing. You become more intentional about your actions. And at the end of each day, when you are writing just for a few minutes, you already know what you're going to write. And then you have actually become more cognizant of your actions during the day. But more importantly, you are reflecting throughout the day on your actions. On the sixth day, so after you've done this for 5 days, on the sixth day, add a second question for reflection, and then write out the answer to that one as well. Here are some examples of questions that could prompt you deeper and more meaningful for your reflection. What decisions did I make that impacted the mission? What decisions did I make today that will need to be revisited? What decisions did I make today that supported someone else's work or life? What decisions did I make today that will benefit those that I serve in new ways? What decisions did I make today that reinforced others' effort and success? What results did previous decisions garner? And finally, what did I put off today and why? Here's the deal. Intentional reflection leads to deeper and more meaningful action. More meaningful action leads to greater results, satisfaction, engagement, leadership, and overall well-being. So many of us now walk around with Fitbits and Garmin watches and iWatches, and we're constantly being given an analytic for our movement, our heart rate, our standing times, and being told when to breathe. Well, add an alarm to your calendar for 8:30 p.m. every night for 15 minutes and take that time to reflectively journal. Not only will you increase your reflection, but you'll increase your leadership health. Yeah, that's a thing, leadership health. Well, I think it is. I think I just made it up. But it sounds like a real thing, and we should be working on it. The final benefit of this is the impact on your memory. This is critical and important because as a leader, the more decisions you make, the less likely you are to remember every decision that you made. And here's why it's important to memory. I'm assuming that 100% of you never cheated on anything in your life. But I have from a good source an understanding of one thing. And that is that when you do cheat, and when you write out a little sheet of paper with cheat notes on it to help you through a test, well, when the test comes, it's really weird. But you don't need it. Because what happens is you get to the test, and you get to the question that you have the answer to in your pocket, and suddenly you're writing out the answer because you know it's on the cheat notes, and you never actually have to look at it. So when you journal, you actually increase your accuracy of recollection and you create a leadership legacy document for yourself. You'll revisit days in your journal and remind yourself of your actions and the reactions of those actions. You'll grow wiser and you'll have information that you will need again and again in a format that you can understand because you created it. We need tools like this to support ourselves as we support others. We need to be actively reflecting every day to get better at empathizing and strategizing. Leaders who work on their leadership health are better for others, and we need leaders who will actively work on getting stronger in order to serve greater. So let's do some smart thinking. How far away are you from a Walgreens right now? Turn in and get a journal. Can you take 15 minutes a night to strengthen your leadership health? List ways that you could encourage others to work on their leadership health. That's it, Jimmy. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please share this on your social media platform to help me with my mission of supporting greater leadership. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for the music. Lastly, I got the idea for this podcast because of a journal my wife Megan and I keep for our family. Years ago, I started journaling about my leadership and my days and focusing on the positive. But Megan and I actually started a journal to keep things about our kids that they've done or said that we didn't want to forget. And now it's a treasure chest of great quotes and times in the life of our family. The reason I bring it up is that this journal, like your leadership journal, shows an evolution of the people in it. As our family has matured over time, so has the quality of the humor and the actions found in the journal. There are a lot of entries in there that will be used against the kids in the future. But here's a couple to give you the taste of what goes on in that journal. Here's an entry from December 2011. The four of us were sitting at the dinner table, and my wife declared out loud, "Oh, I'm just cold." My son declared, "Well, I'm tired." And my daughter declared, "I'm awesome." It's the type of things like that that we would forget. But when you can go back to your journal, you recall a great time or you recall a great struggle. So start a journal and give yourself a reason and a strategy to reflect and smile at how much of an impact you have and watch yourself grow as you return to the pages of the past. Your journal will demonstrate your influence on outcomes as well as others. And that is what leadership is all about.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song. nothing, just you wait and see. Won't you take